Hi, Jonas. I'm from Texas. I'm Jolene. It's a pleasure speaking with you today. We have some questions for you. The first one that I have is the current situation in Germany, you know, and the rest of Europe concerning Hannah Kay. Are there any contacts yet? I mean, is the label interested to invest money in her music? And will you try to make Hannah Kay known all over the world?
We'll start with some countries in Europe, we have said. And this time I want to do it, maybe if you don't say the right way, anyway, I want to do it, what to say, like we did on the first album. It was not so many record people involved, because I've been struggling with that for so many years. I want to feel really free to do the music and to handle it, kind of like we did in the beginning of Ace of Base.
Yeah.
Stupid or whatever you say, you know, because I don't know if you know the situation, but so much time talking to any companies, producers, people, 200 people involved, you know, that is impossible to do music then. So I want to keep the record companies out as long as possible, and it's, yeah.
Right, yeah, we have heard that, so
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, second question, that will be from Nick. Here he is, Nick from England.
Cool.
Hi, Jonas. It's Nick from the UK here.
Yeah.
I'd just like to know when and how you compose your songs.
Once again?
How and when do you compose your songs?
It's so different. Actually, now for maybe 5 weeks, I haven't composed one song. Really on vacation, but normally I sit with a guitar just to record something. So I get the melody in my head and record it on a little dictaphone, and then there are loads of tapes with songs laying around, and then maybe beyond that tape for 1 or 2 years, and then I suddenly see a tape and I listen to it, and maybe, hey, those songs are good, you know, and then I sit down and program them into the computer.
Uh-huh.
That's normally the way of it.
Okay then, thank you.
All right, thank you. The next question will be by Manuela from Germany.
Okay.
Hello, Jonas. This is Manuela speaking. Nice talking to you. I have a question for you, and actually that is, which?
Yeah?
Oh, sorry. What has been the happiest day in your life so far?
I would say when Yula was born.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, to be honest.
Thank you.
Very, very touchy. I was really touched in the heart.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
I guess you don't have a child yourself, but it's bigger than anything you can imagine.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, John.
Thanks.
All right, number four.
Do you hear the crickets in the background?
What do you hear on the background?
Yeah, loads of them. Maybe you hear them.
Noise, yeah, I hear noise as well. It's your mobile phone, I think.
I think it's the cricket.
What?
A cricket.
No, it's no cricket. It's your mobile phone.
It
really is, because it makes the same noise as mine one. I think you've got the same stupid phone as I have.
Okay.
All right, here is Ileana from Romania.
Ericsson.
No. Oh, you've got an Ericsson.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I have a Nokia. Well, anyway. Here is Ileana from Romania asking a question.
Good to hear you. Yeah, hello.
Hello, Jonas. I'm very happy to talk to you. Please send my best regards to Jenny, Lynn, and Ulf. And you too. And my question is, will Ace of Base still be a group in, let's say, 3 years? And how would you see the future if you could decide it yourself?
I mean, I would like to do another album, but I couldn't do it like I did the last two albums, or last three albums. It's impossible to have so much people involved. You know, if you, for example, if you ask a painter, you know, do paintings, and you have 200 people saying, no, the house on the picture is too big. And then other people say, there must be more trees on the painting, you know? The painter's person will go crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm very much involved in the music process, and I feel really terrible when so many people is involved, and many of them doesn't know even music, so... If it's up to me, I would like to do another album, but then we want to do it kind of ourselves and then just release it. That would be possible, but I don't think that they want that, because in our case, so many people want to be involved and say that, hey, I did this, hey, I did this, you know. And that is, I think it has become, I want to say, a prestige thing. That they want to be involved because they want to say that they did it.
So they want to have recognition?
Yeah. I see. Yeah. Very much. It's maybe 200 people want to say that I did that, you know. And it's very, very complicated. But if it was okay that we only did an album, like I do with Hannah Kay now, I really do the music and then release it, instead of having a lot of, let's say, table desk persons messing around. Okay. That would be cool, there's a base.
Thanks a lot.
I mean, if they let us, I would like to do it, but I'm not sure if they would accept that. the funny thing is, the first album was like that.
Right.
But it seems like they have forgot how it was in the beginning, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for answering the question.
Yeah.
All right, this one, number five, is my own question from Rubens, though. And it's like, will Hannah Kay will be your artist, your main artist, or do you have plans to support more artists in their music and work with them?
Actually, me and a friend of mine is doing a kind of comic album. It's maybe 75% ready.
All right.
Maybe that is the news of this press conference, or whatever you say.
And it's still
doing, you know, funny lyrics. It's like, what do you say? South Park, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Comics for adults, you know?
Oh, I see.
Lyrics are not maybe that politically correct, but really funny.
Uh-huh.
And the music is, I like the music very much. Okay. That is what I'm doing, and of course, Hannah Kay.
Okay.